Welcome, everyone. I'm Marilyn Stern, Associate Fellow at the Forum, and I'll be your chair. Today we welcome Mr. Simon Henderson, who is the current director of the Gulf and Energy Policy Program at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. Today, Mr. Henderson will offer his comments on the shift in the region and its impact. Mr. Henderson?
Good afternoon. We have an extraordinarily interesting situation in the Middle East at the moment. Because of the various anxieties by various countries about what is going on in Iran and what is going on in the diplomacy with Iran. The prospect of an Iranian nuclear weapon has been looming over the Middle East for several years now, and this has been of great concern, not only to Israel, but also to the Gulf countries, the countries of the what they call the Arabian Gulf, but what the U.S. State Department calls the Persian Gulf, which are Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, often known as the UAE, and Oman. And these countries are referred to often as the conservative Arab states of the Gulf to reflect the fact that a couple of them are monarchies and the others are sheikhdoms. They're not democracies. They're ruled by individuals with an extended family, which are the ruling families, and when the leader dies, the next leader comes from that extended family. And they're worried about Iran because of Iran's growing hegemony in the Gulf region, which means that Iran essentially calls the tune. They fear that if Iran were to get a nuclear weapon, then this hegemony would be confirmed, and Iran could pretty well dictate to some of these countries what they can or cannot do. So these countries, of which Saudi Arabia is the leader by virtue of being geographically the largest and also the one with the largest population, have been doubly concerned in the last couple of months because of the developments on the diplomacy with Iran, which they regard as being making too many concessions too quickly to Iran and allowing Iran to have a nuclear program. I could go on, but I will just make one point at this stage, which I consider to be perhaps the big difference between Washington and the perspective of these individual countries, and that is that a nuclear weapon is hard to define or can be defined in a variety of ways. And the United States may well define it as being a shiny object which can fit under the wing of a plane or on top of a missile and then be delivered on its target. And with 100% certainty, it would detonate. Other countries, certainly countries closer to Iran, probably define it as potentially being a much cruder weapon, a weapon that they consider that Iran is all too close to being able to make at this stage. And worse still, even if there isn't a crude weapon there, they believe Iran's nuclear industry, its nuclear technology, has achieved such progress that essentially it is already a quasi-nuclear weapon state. It has the potential very quickly, if it wants, to make a nuclear weapon, and therefore has changed the dynamics and the balance of power in the region. And these countries think that Washington's diplomacy with Iran is naive at best, and at worst confers legitimacy on Iran's status in the region. I'll stop there.